Всъщност се оказва, че леко се заблудихме. Не след часа, сега в нашето студио е Макс Кавалера. Hello, man, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. Finally, I'm here in Bulgaria.
Was it a long flight?
It was long. We were in a village in Italy.
Uh-huh.
So Fly had a show
in a village.
Ravenna.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't call a Ravenna a village.
Well, it was kind of like a village. It was outside mm-hmm. Ravenna. And we took a car, taxi for 5 hours to Rome.
Mm-hmm.
And then got in a flight and we're here.
Mm-hmm, okay.
So we haven't slept.
Не са спали, защото идват от едно селце близо до Равера, където са имали концерт за Soulfly, 5 часа такси до Рим и оттам самолет и така нататък. Why actually Gloria is not giving any interviews, but she's doing the metal lessons on Facebook?
Yeah, she's got a lot of students.
Yeah.
Yeah, I meet all her students on, mm-hmm. on the bus. They all say hi to the teacher.
Really?
Yeah. I love the metal story that she has.
Yeah.
She reads it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I get to see it, everybody. Anybody see it?
Mm-hmm. Не знам дали всъщност следите във Facebook, но Глория Кавалера, която всъщност стои тук и се усмихва, дава едни като уроци, нарича във Facebook Metal История, разказва много интересни истории, много от тях, които е научил от самия Макс. В същото време тя обаче рядко дава интервюта. Попитах защо, той не би отговори. So, I mean, is the end, was it the end of the Soulfly tour, or are you gonna go back to it after finishing the Metal All-Stars?
It's a break. Mm-hmm. It's a little break. It was about a month. We did Europe, UK, we did 1 week in the UK and it was great. All the shows are awesome. We play Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, mainly continental Europe. And we come here, do Metal All Stars, and we come back on tour with Korn in Russia. So mm-hmm. Fly has like 10 shows in Russia, in Siberia.
And Russia is getting bigger and bigger, as we can see.
Yeah, going even to Ukraine. Bring metal to the war.
Всъщност, това е само почивка, пауза от турнето на Soulfly. След концертите с Metal All Stars той ще се върне. Имат много концерти заедно с Korn в Русия. Аз казах, освен това, Русия се и разширява, както се оказва. Посрещнахме всичко с усмивки. After you have finished with the first chapter of your autobiography, but I didn't see you naming it chapter 1. Well, there's a long way to go, I believe. So would there be chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5?
I hope so. We have to create the stories, you know. We have to create the madness.
Yeah.
To be able to tell the people. You know, hopefully when, I don't know, 70, I make another one, you know, when I'm 75 or something, you know. That'll be nice, you know. But for right now, it was a good time to make this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool story. Tell the story of the beginning in Brazil and childhood, and then get into music and, you know, mm-hmm. it's very complete. A lot of cool people in the book: Dave Grohl, Mike Patton, Sharon Osbourne. You know, Gloria has got some great stories, and it's a very, very I think entertaining book to read.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го, ще има ли втора част, трети том, четвърти том от неговата автобиография, първата излезе. Сега той каза, да, може би когато стана на 75, но всъщност в тази първа част тя проследява детството. Има много интересни истории от Майк Патън, Шарън Осбърн и от Глория. Наистина забавна книга. Предполагам, че ще има и следваща част наистина, но ние сега трябва да създадем тези истории. Probably we will be more interested to wait some more years to see your son, who plays the drums for Soulfly now, his autobiography, to see what his story of his vision of the stories is, and to see if father and son have the same vision and perspective on facts.
Hopefully.
What do you think?
Yeah. He's doing good. You know, he's working really hard. He's really young. He's got a lot of energy.
And, is he happy now being away from mom and dad?
They were sad to go home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they wanted to stay longer, and but you know, it was tour was over, but he did really good. And, you know, I hope we'll do more things with him because he's very young and I think he's got a good career in front of him. He's a really killer drummer for that age. He's only 21. Mm-hmm. He's playing really great for that age.
Всъщност казах му, може би трябва да очакваме с по-голям интерес книгата, която ще напише твоя син, който, както знаем, свири официално вечера барабари в Soulfly. Да, той ще видим. Между другото, щастлив ли е сега, че той не е с майка си и баща си? Той каза, не, всички бяха тъжни да се приберат в къщи, но всъщност аз съм щастлив, че той е с нас. Само на 21 години свири жестоко на барабари. Има страхотна кариера пред себе си. What do you think about this whole Metal All Stars thing? Is it like a big metal circus when you meet people that you obviously knew, been known for years, but now performing with them for the first time on stage?
We've never done it before, first time, and everything is new, you know, we're here today, see how it is going to be, but it sounds exciting, you know, there's a lot of really cool people that I even never met. I like to meet them, like Udo and Joey Belladonna, you know, I never met them, and I'm a big fan of their music.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
how come you never met them?
I don't know, just never.
I mean, 25 years of big festivals,
yeah,
and
still some people we still.
Gloria was keeping you away of these bad boys, not to teach you how to drink
there
and smoke.
And then there is. I'm very excited to play some songs of my career, and it's going to some really cool places like Istanbul. And Belarus, first show is tonight, so I'm very excited to be here. I think it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Цялата история Metal All Stars на него му е много яко, защото ще се срещне и ще се запознае всъщност с хора, с които никога не се е срещал, като Джои Беладора и Удо, на които винаги е бил голям фен. Аз се изненадах, че не ги е срещал след толкова много фестивали през последните 25 години. Може би Глория го е държава разстради от тези големи лоши батковци, да не го научат да пие и да пуши и така нататък, и така нататък. The thing is that with getting some age and some weight, obviously, but you still are hyperactive. You do Soulfly, you do albums, you write a book. How come?
I mean, her fault.
Really?
Kicking my ass all the time. Go to work.
Всъщност през всичките тези години любопитното е, че Макс нали, остарява, също така и натежава, но през същото време ето прави турнета, издава албуми, пише книга. Каква е причината? Всичко е в Глория. Тя постоянно ме сритва в задника и казва, хайде, трябва да работиш. Are you guys happy? Well, you're a happy family, but are you happy?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, the bottom line on this fucking earth is, are you happy or not?
Oh yeah. We are doing what we love and our dreams, you know. We have a great family that's very united, and now all of them are starting to be together in making music. You know, three of our kids are in bands.
Mm-hmm.
Zion, Igor, and Lodi Kong, Riches and Insight. Jason plays, does drum tech for Zion. And at home we have Christina, does a lot of the touring, preparation for touring. Yeah, we're happy. We do what we love, you know. This
so,
is what we're here
well,
for.
Obviously, the last question would be, so what do you still want to achieve? That what do you want to achieve and have that you didn't have the chance to have so far?
Apart from global domination.
Okay.
Just keep doing, man, you know. Just keep going. I think that's the secret. That's mm-hmm. This is the road we took, you know. It's the odd road. It's the hard road. We didn't took the pop road where you have a hit single, sold a billion records. We never had that. So we had this road that is a little bit more difficult. You still struggle every year, but the fun is in the struggle, you know?
Yeah.
So it keeps us working, keeps us together. We do all this together. We were joking that we said that this tour is our vacation, actually, because we got to spend some time together and no band around, no crew around. It's just me and her, and This is our vacation here.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Всъщност, дали те са щастливи да, след всичките тези години, защото ли в крайна сметка най-важната равносметка в този свят е щастлив ли си или не, получават ли си нещата. Макс Кавалера каза, да, всъщност правим това, което искаме. Три от децата ли са в група, другите хора около нас работят с това, музиканти и с изобщо... изпълняват ни се мечтите. Има ли нещо, което всъщност не сте постигнали още, освен глобално световно господство? Практически най-важното е да успяваш да продължаваш да правиш това, което можеш. Също така, естествено, ние никога не сме се движили по тъпкари пътища, винаги сме се движили по необработени, такива, които са с дупки, друсат, но всъщност в това е огромното удоволствие. Yeah, basically, we know that you're a football fan and the World Cup in Brazil is coming finally back to your lands. Are you excited with that? And did you take a time off touring for watching the games and it actually be in Brazil?
No, I think we're going to be on tour. Yeah, yeah. Well, we're going to watch the games, of course. Mm-hmm. We're going to promote, are going to have a TV. Even if we're playing, there must be a TV by the side of the stage.
Тъй като приближава световното първенство по ръгби, ще да кажа, по футбол, и то в Бразилия, дали ще си отидат в Бразилия или ще бъдат на концерт. Не имаме турнета, но е задължително да имаме и екран близо до сцената.
Will it be one of those very typical Brazilian cases? If you don't win, you get a heart attack. It's going to be bad if they don't win, because they already had the riots before the World Cup.
I remember this.
Some people are protesting against the World Cup.
Well, tell us your story about this.
Well, you know, it's complicated because the people are complaining because they raised the taxes, prices of everything in order to pay for the stadiums. And people rebel against that because people, you know...
Yeah, I do remember
that,
but
fair, you know?
Yeah, what is your position on that?
I think FIFA should pay for the stadiums. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of money, you know. But they made the people pay, and the people revolt and was against that. And I even made a YouTube thing that got 100,000 hits supporting the riots, you know. But I think now the pressure is they really have to win now. Because now they had the riots, you know, everything. Now it's the pressure is really on. I'm very excited. I was asked by ESPN to write the music. I wrote 10 songs, 2 minute long songs. Mm-hmm. They're gonna play on the during the games, and I was very honored to be part of that.
Right, which means that you're one of the big symbols of Brazil.
And it was
and the Bulgarian president that you have. Dilma Rousseff, she's Bulgarian. I don't know if
you're
aware.
Well, oh, no.
Yeah, she has Bulgarian roots.
Great.
So you're now more attached to Bulgaria than to Serbia.
Oh, yeah? Well, so, you know, that ESPN thing came, was great. I got Zion playing drums, and they're going to show that during the games, and that's why I want to watch on TV, actually, rather than be there.
Okay.
So I can hear my music, you know. Yeah.
If they play your music.
Yeah, they better play. You know, it's in a contract they're going to play.
Yeah. I'm going to translate this after you're off, so you can have enough time to have a rest. Final question is, what are you going to play today? Is it like a mixture of Soulfly and Sepultura songs, or you still don't know?
No, I mean, it should be a surprise, right? Is this live?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I won't tell which songs.
Okay.
You're going to have to guess.
Okay. Will you play War for Territory then?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Max Cavalleri, Gloria бяха в нашето студио. Thank you. Have fun. And I'll see you later. And otherwise, till next time.
Okay, my friend.
Thanks. Ще давам отзад напред. Всъщност, той ще представи комбинации от песни на Sepultura и Soulfly. Каза, очаква се това да изненада, нали, да предаваме на живо, така че няма да кажа, но аз казвам, добре, де, ще свирите ли, то ще пееш ли територи на Sepultura, то казва, може би, Преди това говорихме за предстоящото световно първенство в Бразилия. Както разбрахте, той няма да има възможност да присъства в самата Бразилия. Но пък, освен това, че ще гледа по телевизията мачовете, докато е на турне с Soulfly, любопитното е, че сигурно си спомняте, ние съобщихме още преди няколко месеца в сайта ни Радио Тангра Мега Рок, че Макс Кавалера, като един от символите на Бразилия, ще, тоест беше поканен от популярния телевизионен гигант ESPN да напише музика, и телевизията ще пуска негова музика, общо 10 песни, в които участва и сина му Заян. И затова той каза, за мен е по-добре да гледам това по телевизията, защото да ми е приятно и се гордея, и искам да видя как звучи моята музика по време на тези мачове. Другото, което си говорихме, е за протестите и сблъсъците в Бразилия, когато се оказа, че правителството вдига данъците на населението за тази световна купа. Аз го видях, добре, каква е твоята позиция? Той каза, аз направих едно видео в YouTube с над 100 000 гледари, в което казах всъщност, че да подкрепям протестиращите, защото практически тези, които правят първенството и го организират в Бразилия, те имат много пари, те са богати хора и те трябваше да платят това, а не народа, който така или иначе няма пари и е беден. А пък от друга страна, да се върнем към техния общ семейен живот. Щастливи са и всъщност се шегуват, че той, Макс и Глория, практически това е тяхната почивка, ваканция, да бъдат заедно, без деца, без група, без екип. И така Metal All Stars, на него много добре му се получават нещата.